All right, so we left off with the Aruba, right? Okay, so this is where now we're going to focus. Get it, focus. We're going to now focus now on getting to the torch case, but we have to use this Aruba. The Aruba case is a really good assistance, right? Why? So the Aruba is an aperture, right? So imagine like a skylight. Okay, I think it's easier to look at like a little hole in the wall. That's what it literally means. But a skylight's fine. Now the Gemara is ridiculous. The Gemara is very difficult here because the Gemara says. It says, "Lo tzricha la ruba de becheder." Who's reading today? The Gemara says, "Udehecha." The Bahadi. What does that even mean, Rashi? Yeah. Okay. Good. So, Inema Lahadi Aruba. Am I low? Hainach Sadra.
Yeah.
Meaning, what's the light doing when it shines in? If the light that's coming through the skylight is no different than light in Achsadra. If I'm in my house and I have a skylight or a hole in the wall and the light's coming through, why is that any different than Achsadra? Meaning, the Gemara, again, is going along with this line of reasoning that the Nair is not necessary. You could do a good bedika with this beam of light coming through. We'll get to refraction soon. This beam of light coming through, okay? So now, what's Litzstadin?
Shelfor.
Meaning that this light would be very good. Again, that's why it's easier. You could use the window as an example. Imagine there's a little hole in the wall, okay? So that light will be very good insofar as everything there and below, okay? But what it won't do is it won't get, what? Fine. Skylight, easier. Yeah, it'll light this area here. But you know what it won't do? It won't take care of the sides. I just think it's easier to picture as a beam coming in this way, where you can kind of see below it, but you won't be able to see anything to the side. So let me ask you, what's the obvious question you must ask here? You must ask. What is the Havamina? Meaning, of course, don't we know? It's not a chiddush. There's nothing new to say that, a light that shines in won't illuminate the sides. The Gemara can't possibly think, this is not a question of how light works. Everyone knows if the light is shining in, it'll do a really good job of, let's say, below the area, but not to the sides. Or if it's a skylight, I can see this area, but I can't see here or here. That's Peshitta. You understand how you have to approach this? This is not a question of how light works, because it's not. The Gemara understands that when light shines through a hole, right, it'll do a very good job of, let's say, illuminating that specific area. But of course it won't do a good job illuminating the sides. So on the one hand, the Gemara is saying, well, it's like the Achsadra in this area, but since it lacks illumination on the sides, that's why it's a problem. Well, of course. That's Peshitta, right? Why even take us down this road? What's changing here in this case? Okay, what's the variable that changes here? It's a subtle variable, but it's important. Variable is very simple. Achsadra is a different makom, right? It's still, even though there's walls, it's still outside area, right? So you can start saying, okay, go ahead, Darn. Okay, good. Okay, No. I know. But now the Gemara is putting a nail in the coffin of those who think that there's an actual idea of a chesed shel ner. This is the final nail in the coffin. I'll show you why. Because the Gemara is saying it's like this. The Gemara is saying that you have no choice but to say this, as you'll soon see. The Gemara is saying that, okay, well, let's look at the achsadra. So what happens? We see that using sunlight works, right? So it can't be deficiency in sunlight. But we still know. Remember, we know in the background. Hold on, let me just say. We know that the Nair is yafe for bedika. So let's keep that in the background. So now we know by the achsadra that sunlight works, meaning that sunlight in and of itself isn't a problem. Now let's go inside my house, okay? So when I look at light sources, there's no question that sunlight also is a good source for bedika. But what would I have thought? I would have thought that I can't use the sun inside my house because now I'm in a new makom. It's called my bias, meaning. Nair, the nair being good for bedika, right, is when I do bedika in my house, the chetza to be used is a nair and nothing else. But what is this showing you? What this is showing you is not the case. You see, it's not that I can't use the sunlight at all in my house. It's that the nair now will work in conjunction with the sunlight. You understand? In other words, the Gemara is not saying that sunlight's an intrinsic deficiency. Right? It's not. Or else the Havamina will make no sense, right? We see sunlight works on the outside, right? Now, what you would have thought going inside my house now is, what's off the table?
Light.
Sunlight. Right?
Even
the skylight, right? I would never use
the
skylight.
The skylight goes right next to
it would be irrelevant because you know why? This thing is my Chefsa Shel Bedika thing. It's right. The Gemara is rejecting that. Right? The Gemara is rejecting that. The Gemara is saying no. The Gemara is saying that you see that the sunlight does work inside the house. It does work. It's a you can use sunlight, right? It's just that the problem is. But the problem is that there are certain deficiencies. So the nair is there. What does it mean that at this point, how is the nair yafal abadika? It's yafal abadika is there to make up for the deficiencies that a regular light source would provide. That's what it's there for. It's a makeup of deficiency. And that's it. One second. That's exactly why the Gemara now is going to get into, well, that's true. Well, now we have a light source, a torch, that also does that. That's why the Gemara is going to go right into that possibility. You see, again, don't worry about nair. The Gemara is telling you that sunlight can be used, right? But now it's just there's a deficiency. It will never be complete. So, yes, you could argue if I had a glass house. I get that. You could make that argument, all right?
That's an
aside,
wasn't it?
I guess, exactly. In my enclosed house, don't think that sunlight's a problem. It works. It's just that there's a deficiency. So the nair comes, the you need another light source, right, to, in a sense, get rid of that deficiency. That's all it's doing, but it's not a chefza. Because if it were a chefza, I would never even consider the possibility of using the or inside, the orcham inside my house. So now, all right. So now, what does the Gemara say? All right, guys. So the Gemara says what? The Gemara says now. What about an avuka? Okay. So again, now, why would you think before we even go into the reasons why not? Okay. Why does the Gemara now suggest an avuka?
This seems like the perfect tool right now.
Why? Well, actually, don't let the Gemara explain. I'm sorry. Hold on. Go on to the Gemara. The Gemara says, why? Uzo. Lemah tzadikim domin lebifnei hashchina. Kiner bifnei havuka. So the Gemara is very funny. The Gemara uses this drush. The Gemara uses a drush to say what? That when it comes to, what do you call it? When it comes to, again, the comparison of tzadikim to God is really talking about nair is good, avuka is better, right? Torches are better, okay? And then the Gemara says, better.
I'm sorry, is
better. And then the Gemara also says, not only that, okay, automatically the alarm bell should go off. Because what's the Gemara doing here? It's giving you, sounds like two reasons, right? One reason is that it is, quote unquote, better, whatever that means. And the second thing is that you see it's used for Havdalah, Mitzvah and Mufkar. What does Havdalah have to do with B'dikas Chametz? That's like the most absurd comparison you could think of. Havdalah, why do you have a candle for Havdalah? Right, exactly. Very good. You remember that. Because you use a candle by Havdalah because it signifies what? Right, you're doing like a Maisa Malacha. You're doing an act of Malacha to demonstrate Ma'adil Ben Kodesh Shachol. It's not an Iker idea. But that, what? Oh, one second. Right. Well, that's a separate question in Havdalah itself. But the point is, you're right. But I'm saying, but the function of the avuka by Havdalah has nothing to do with the function of the avuka by Badika. They're two separate things. Right, they're two completely separate ideas. You're right. It happens to be what they share in common is they're both multiple wicks. Okay. But they're two separate halakhic institutions. Sir, come on. What's the Gemara saying here? What's the relationship of avuka to nair? What's it trying to show you? Why go to avuka? Why go to avuka?
You have the sun coming through and you need to light up the rest of the room. The torch will do that.
Yeah.
It's just like a bigger nair.
Yeah, no, it is. What an avuka is avuka is a, as we would say in Israel, a nair plus, right? What's an avuka? Avuka is a candle, is an independent light source. But if we're going to use the independent light source, use the greatest possible independent light source, meaning it gives off the most possible light. It's not a different qualitative entity. It's simply more of the candle. It's candle to the greatest extent. It's like taking like a small low-watt flashlight versus a bigger watt flashlight. So why would you ever consider using a tiny light source when you can use the best one? No. But notice the Gemara did that in the beginning. That shelves that for now. Now it's going to use, so to speak. No, but I think we'll tie it in at the end. And how do we know? By the way, how do we know? That's why I use this Havdalah. How do we know that when I have a choice, right, within nair to use the best possible nair by Havdalah? I don't care why we use two wicks. Okay? The point is that it's looking mitzvah min hamuvchar. That's the key. It's the mitzvah min hamuvchar part. That's the key in the Gemara. The Havdalah is the trap. Mitzvah min hamuvchar, meaning if I had a choice of what kind of candle to use, the best kind of candle is the torch type candle. Because that's the most candling. It's the most illuminating. So of course that's what you would use. That's the thing I'm trying to get across. It's not a ner. It's not a halachic ner. Yeah. But that's the whole point. The sun's deficient because the sun doesn't get everywhere. But you know what I could do now with the torch? You see now, you see the move the Gemara is making now? Part the source of illumination is going to become part of my Maisa Bedika. So I could take that torch and go around, right? Is that the best thing? If you wanted to put it in today's terms, by the way, it'd be the equivalent of saying, I turn all the lights on in my house, right? Why would I turn one light on when I could just turn on all my lights? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. So reason number one, right? A candle could get into the cracks and holes, and a torch can't. But one second. But that's not such a big chiddush, right? So of course the question you have to ask now is that what happened to the Havamina? Meaning that the Gemara is so positive, use a torch and not a candle. Now the Gemara is saying, oh, I'll tell you what the deficiency of the torch is. You can't get into a little corner. Okay, fine. But that's true. Then why the Gemara even bother saying Ganavuka? And not only that, it's not enough just to give one reason. Keep going. Second reason is... Rav Zid Amar. Okay, now I'm not going to get too much in the physics of this, but basically, when you take a torch, right, so what does a torch do? So a torch, it's lighting behind you, whereas by the candle... Right, but by the candle, it's like the beam is more focused ahead of you. Calm down, Ori. Now that's a very reasonable one, okay? And in fact, some of the Achronim bring it down even for today, certain kind of candles to use, but the guy's walking around with a torch, he's not... Rashi says something very important. He says, Misyaresh lo yavir sabayis, ve'ein libo ala bedika yafeh. So he won't be as focused on the bedika. He won't do as good of a job of checking what is he concerned about? That with this torch, he's going to burn his house down, okay? And what's the last one? Ravina Amar, hi Mashach Nahara. Right, so whereas... Right, the flame of the candle stays steady, all right, without wind, all right? Whereas the torch, it flickers. Now, why is it a problem if it flickers? Because think about it. If it's flickering and you're looking down, what's going to happen is, right, you're going to see light and dark and light and dark. You're going to see alternating. So how do we answer these now, okay? How do we get into each possibility? And how do we, and what was the, what's really the Havamina here? In other words, what's important here is to understand, there's, in my opinion, a shift, a tremendous shift now in really defining what Bedika is, what Bedika is supposed to be, in this sequence here. And then we'll define each one of the answers, okay? But why do they think an Avuka was really... In other words, it wasn't... Of course they knew an Avuka... The Gemara knows the problems with an Avuka. It knows. There's no Kiddush to say that a Nair is better at checking cracks and holes. It doesn't take a genius to know that a torch can't do that. A guy's not going to be able to get a torch into a small crack. Or it's metzias. Yes, a guy will be more nervous, right, when he's holding a torch. So why did the Gemara think an avuka to begin with? It's not a din in the avuka. That's not the issue. What did it think? So the Gemara is brilliant, in my opinion. What the Gemara is saying is that, what's the avuka going to do here? So if I thought the light source that I need to require now is simply a hechsher, right? Hechsher meaning it's a, what's a hechsher? A preparation. What's it doing to my room? It's defining my room now as lit. Or in other words, before I bring in the torch, everything, so to speak, is hidden. And what does the torch do? Reveals all. That doesn't mean I wouldn't use a candle. I could still use a candle in some small spots, but what is the purpose of, what does Bedika require? What is Bedika? It's not an actual positive Maisa. It's just simply that I have to ensure there's no chametz in my house. So the best way to do that is to make my room lit. Once my room is lit, everything's revealed. Everything, what was hidden, is now revealed. See, the chiddush is that there's an actual, this is a very interesting idea. You would never think searching is a halachic action, right? That's the key to the Gemara here. It's not the chefsa shel candle there. That's out. Rather, there's an actual halachic act of bedika that's required to do. You must do an action of checking, okay? You can't just say, now that my room is lit, everything's now revealed. And now I'm just picking up the pieces of chametz. There's an actual action called bedika. And now, in knocking out the avuka, it's bringing to light how this is a maisa bedika. Yeah. What does the Gemara mean now when it says, it's better for the cracks, okay? What's that idea? Yes.
Okay,
So why would you say I couldn't rely on checking with a torch at this point? The first answer. Because what the Gemara is telling you is that, and this is important, it's not saying it's a chafza, but what it is saying, though, is that that which I use in my Maisa Bedika to demonstrate that I am searching, right, must have in it the property to be able to search everywhere, to be as a searching implement.
Why, when you're outside,
it's a different makom. There's inside makom and outside makom. And by which outside you're talking about? A chatzar doesn't have any bedik anyway because the vault, the ravens eat the food. A sadra because it's so well lit. Yeah. Again, in other words, no. We've got to be careful here. In other words, can I do a maisa chipus, right? Maisa bedika, right? Without a candle? Oh, good. Now, but they want you to use a candle though, okay? Okay, now what is it? What are they looking for when they say candle? The implement they want you to use when you're doing bedika, right? And let's say areas where sunlight wouldn't be, I would say at this point, right? Is it has to have the property in it where it can be used to check everywhere, right? If it's a deficiency in its utility, if it's unable to be used for that little corner, it's true as a. It's, one second, let me finish. It's true in its overall magnitude of light, it gives off less light than a torch. But on the other end, though, as a tool, its utility is maximized. It can do every aspect of bedika necessary. So that's what makes it superior than avuka. Exactly. In other words, thank you. That's a good way to put it. In other words, the Gemara is trying to highlight why this is yafel bedika. So one way it's yafel bedika is because as a tool, it has in it the ability to check everywhere, right? Because outside's a different. The second answer is simple. The second answer says that the light of a candle, right, shines in front of you, but the light of the torch is more for behind. Okay, so what is that telling you? What is the Gemara reinforcing here? The Gemara says it's the light in front of you, not behind. So what's the Gemara showing you? That's easy. So therefore, what? So what's it justifying? What's it proving? What I said before. It's a Maisa Bedika, meaning that. There's when you searching is an action, right? So the light has to guide you. Whereas it has to, whereas when you're searching for something, light guides you forward, right? With a torch, you could see a lot, right? But that's not an act of searching. An act of searching is defined by the fact that I have a light in front of me and I'm guided by the light. Now, how do we know this is a Maisa Bedika, like a real halachic Maisa Bedika? And the third answer as well, because why can't a guy do a good bedika while he's thinking about this? The torch might burn the house down. He could. Oh, they're introducing kavana. Kavana is a halakhic idea. That's telling you that, of course, a guy could do both at once. No, it's not a mitzvah idea, but I'm saying, of course, a guy can do, physically, a guy can both check and be concerned that in checking, he might burn his house down. But the question is that he needs kavana. And in halakha, kavana is an exclusive concentration. What's another raya for that, by the way? That's why, and to put it in more halakhic terms, the candle qualifies him, so to speak, as a bodek. Okay, this is where the gavra comes in, because if he's guided by the light itself, right now he can be considered a bodek. He's a checker. Okay, and what's the last answer that the light flickers? Okay.
Wait, hold on. Just on that answer.
No, I gotta finish this up. What's the last? We'll come back in a second. What's the last answer? The torchlight flickers. Yeah. Say like this. In other words, there's no question, if I look at the totality of light, what produces the greatest total amount of light? The torch. Even though it flickers, it's still producing the greatest amount of light, right?
But each individual being, the candle
is... Okay, but insofar as the quality of light is concerned, okay, a nair is a special type of illumination, meaning the fact that it's steady gives it a certain quality that an avuka doesn't have, right? So that's not a din, it's not a property in the thing to be able to check everywhere. It's that as a quality of light's concerned, it's true, it's quantitatively inferior to a torch, but qualitatively superior because of the fact that it's steady, okay? And as, remember, you're doing a Maisa Bedika. So in a Maisa Bedika, you want a steady flame, okay? Well, that's always a great question. Now the question is this really a machlokes? Well, it's interesting. In the poskim, right, like the tour, he brings down all the reasons. Now, you can say this if you want, you don't have to say this, but you could argue that the fact that he does is showing you that's not a machlokas. Rather, they're all just pointing out various deficiencies in the avuka, right? But it's not really like it's not that, because some of these things are metzias. It's not like the other guy would say, "Oh, that's not a problem," right? But ultimately, what it's showing you is it's all coming back to show you one point: why the or is yafe. The it's yafe. Yafe means that again, right? Roy, very good. It's roy for the maisa. That's the point. It doesn't mean I couldn't do bedika without a candle. It just means it's roy for the maisa. And it also means why it's not a chefsa. It's not a din in the chefsa of the nair. It's not a chefsa of a nair. Okay? It's all about how it complements my Maisa B'dika. There's a big difference between the two.